Kelly and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Oh, Weppa, my friend, is back. DZ, good morning.
Weppa!
Weppa! Everybody has been messaging, has been texting me personally. I'm sure you too. Writing on our Facebook, writing on our Instagram. Everybody wants to know, DZ, where are you and what is going on?
We've been getting stalked, I hear. People have been really invested.
Hey.
I wonder what's going on.
DZ, I'm one of them too, because we've been on baby watch for 9 months. And the due date has come and almost gone now, I think. What was the due date again? The 14th?
So our original due date was the 17th. So technically, hasn't come yet.
Oh, that's right. We still have 2 days before baby comes. Or do
we? 2 days before baby. Well, should have, because, y'all, we got a baby in the house.
DZ had a baby. I'm so excited.
Yes. Oh, and honestly, just wow. I don't even know like where to begin. I mean, mom and baby are healthy.
Good.
First and foremost, mom and baby are healthy.
Mom's doing great.
My wife Erin's doing great. Mm-hmm. Baby Danison is doing good too. I mean, he was a ham. When I say they don't know where Erin was hiding him, he was born 8 pounds. 15 ounces, y'all. He was an ounce short of 9 pounds. That's a big baby.
That's a big baby, and Erin is not a big girl. She is a tiny little thing, let me tell you.
Big baby, small woman.
DZ, I am so excited and happy for you guys. I have so many questions. I don't even know where to start. Okay, let's start with what day? What's the birthday? When did the baby come?
Birthday is November 13th. My wife's favorite number, the 13th.
Mm-hmm. You had him on Monday.
So we had him on Monday. Okay. He was born at 11:33 a.m. So it was a scheduled C-section, just with my wife's history and everything else just kind of like put together. We didn't want to the medical team really didn't want to put any more added stress on her body. So they came together with us and were like, hey, listen, you guys, I mean, we're full term at this rate.
Right.
You feel like waiting, we don't need you to wait.
Right.
So like, all right, let's not wait. Let's have this baby.
You're like, let's go. So the C-section was scheduled, but that was something you kept personal to yourself. And that's why you were not here on Monday. And I knew you were having the baby on Monday, but I wasn't going to say anything because that's none of my business. But when everyone's like, well, where's DZ? And then if Allie's gone, he had to have had the baby. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't feel good. Let the guy live.
People were assuming. They said, listen, if Allie's gone and DZ's gone, they're both hanging out at the hospital with Erin right now because we had a baby.
DZ, the picture you sent me where he's got his middle finger up against his face.
I mean,
the best picture. And I have so many like Owen where he's got a middle finger up against his face. I don't know why babies do that. And DZ sent me a picture and said, it's definitely my kid.
I was going to say, yeah, call it a reflex or call it a personality trait. But some things you can't avoid. And the apple fell right next to the tree on this one.
He's so cute. And I'll let you guys post your pictures and do all that on your own time. But I'm so glad everything went good. Now, Sammy, you guys had a really rough delivery. And Erin had a rough time. He was in the NICU. You for 2 months. He came really early. What has it been like? We'll talk about this more when you get back because we're going to give you some time off. But what was it like? What was the difference between the two experiences?
Y'all, I mean, crazy. Just as far as just comparing the weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our firstborn, Sammy, was born 2 pounds, 10 ounces.
Oof.
To give you a perspective, that means our most recent son, Danison, 8 pounds, 15 ounces. He is quadruple the size of his brother at birth.
Oh.
And that's not an exaggeration.
Right.
He's quadruple the size. Literally.
Right. Oh, so size alone.
And then
alone.
Realistically, I mean, just size alone. And then the fact that we're not connected to all these monitors. There isn't things beeping and going insane every time, you know, his heart rhythm changes in the slightest and all of these new parent things that we really, you know, my wife and I, we really didn't experience this until we were home after 2 months of the hospital.
Right.
Now it's like, check the baby's breathing. Is the baby feeding? Does it need to be changed? Is it okay? What's going on? Are you okay? Because, you know, you're in bed all laid up, stitched up because you got cut in half, basically. What do I do?
Right.
It's a whole lot of like uncertainty, but it's the surest certainty I've ever experienced because it's weird to stare at a human being and know like That's a piece of you. Like, yeah. You made that. You did that.
Aw, you did. Oh, I'm so happy for you and Aaron, DZ. Aw, and I'm so happy that you're having like a positive experience and that baby Danny's healthy. Bella wrote in, she texted in, she said, 11:33. I didn't even think about that. Was that just a coincidence?
100%.
Because 33 is your number.
3 is my number.
Wow, that's weird.
And let me tell you something else that's been weird about this entire pregnancy.
Go on.
Every room we've been in has been number 3.
What? And you had him on the 13th.
My wife's favorite number is the 13th. My favorite number is 3.
Yeah.
So the combination and the numerology behind all
of the 11:33. Oh, my goodness. Insane.
This baby's going to be a lucky baby, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wait. Somebody just texted, I'm crying over here. Oh, look at that, DZ. Aww. Everybody's so happy for you, including me and everyone at the radio station. And then you'll be back whenever you feel like it. No pressure, my friend, okay?
No pressure, you don't need to come back this week.
You stay with your wife and your kids, and you decide if you want to come back next week or not, all right? But you take as much time as you want, because we're so excited. We had a baby!
Woo! We had a baby!
And Aaron's feeling good.
We had a baby!
We had a baby! Aaron's good?
Yes, she's good. They got her up and walking. She's moving around. There's actually a doctor checking the baby right now and just kind of giving us some stuff. So this is live radio, y'all. Like,
this is it.
If you hear anything in the background, that's my wife talking to the doctor, and they're checking the baby's soft spot. And I mean, they said his head looks perfect. Everything about him is amazing. And I might be paraphrasing a little bit, but you know, like as a parent,
you know what the doctor said? He's a genius. They know they're not wrong. That's what they said.
The doctor said did you hear him? Oh, so you heard the doctor say he's the next
your doc.
You heard him. Okay. Just making sure y'all heard that.
Aw, DZ, I'm so happy for you and Aaron and Sammy. Oh, has Sammy met the baby yet?
No. So that was the one downside of this experience. When I mean the only and the most minimal downside is the hospital just changed their policy for like flu season. Whereas before we could have visitors, family, all that good stuff. Now they're only allowing 5 like scheduled limited visits. So only 5 people, period. And me being one of the 5. Yeah. And then also we can't bring any sibling or relative under the age of 18. So Sammy's got 16 years to go.
Aw, so that must have sucked. But you can introduce them when you get home, right?
They have FaceTime, and Sammy has already shown his interest and lack of interest all at once.
See, he's into it that he's not, right? The 2-year-old.
He's into it till he realizes he's not in front of him and goes, okay, bye now.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Texted in and said the number 3 everywhere is just telling you that you have 1 more kid to go. DZ.
Okay, Destiny. Chill out.
Chill out, girlfriend.
I'm gonna need you to let me get home with this one first before you start talking trash.
He hasn't even left the hospital, and Destiny's like, you're having a 3rd. Weppa. For real.
Destiny's out here announcing the 3rd baby already. We haven't even gotten to the hospital with the 2nd.
Right. Just give him a 2nd. That's so amazing.
Please.
All right.
We need a couple more diapers.
Well, you can call in as much as you want. If you get bored, I know you're gonna be busy. You're not gonna be bored. You're gonna be exhausted. Because you're going to have a new baby. But we're here if you want to share any more stuff. Otherwise, when you get back, I'm really going to grill you and get all the juice and the good stuff. So tell Aaron we're thinking about her. Oh, I can hear the doctor. Okay, go do your baby stuff, DZ.
I was going to say, another medical professional just walked in. I got to go, y'all.
We
appreciate you guys.
Love you, bye.
We
love you, bye, DZ. Oh, we're so happy for him. The baby is here. Woo!